fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Such were the immortal words of wisdom of the grim Dean Warmer to Kent Flounder Dorfman, the, well, fat, drunk, and stupid frat boy in the iconic 1978 National Lampoon film Animal House. Now, those aren't the exact three adjectives I'd invoke to describe the National Football League, but they sort of rhyme with my quaint description of the league as greedy, woke, and stupid. Or maybe I'm just looking for an excuse to quote from Animal House. But anyway, let's move on. Starting with woke. That the NFL has become woke is beyond dispute. Pick your politically correct absurdity. How about the NFL's, quote, football is gay, unquote, campaign every Pride Month, when the NFL isn't even playing ball that month? By the way, spoiler alert to progressives, a person can be gay, but a sport or football cannot. Or how about the End Racism campaign, whereby every NFL end zone displays those giant letters? I ask you, what could be more absurd than preaching end racism to a stadium of 70,000 white people paying $500 tickets to cheer fanatically for their heroes who are multi-million dollar black athletes, while all those white folks wear the jerseys of those athletes? But I digress. Enough of the wokeness. I shall proceed with my point on greed, which also connects to my claim about the NFL's stupidity. Greed. The NFL has nearly ruined its product with excessive advertising. Games are effectively unwatchable thanks to the obscene amount of commercials. Rather than broadcasting astute analysis or showing something that has to do with football on the field, the TV networks immediately jump straight to commercials at any given opportunity. At my house, we actually record games or start them late simply so we can skip through all the commercials. Ironically, the commercials can be intolerable even when you're watching the game in person at the stadium. Why? Because you're forced to endure lengthy, mindless TV timeouts that leave the stadium in a stupor, often a drunk stupor for about half the stadium, given all the fans who were boozing it up at tailgate parties before kickoff. The TV timeouts suck the life right out of the crowd. I've witnessed it many times. Of course, the NFL does so much advertising because they can't get enough money. Quarterbacks, if you haven't noticed, are signing nine-figure contracts. Yes, that's nine figures, as in, say, like $250 million. Now the NFL has come up with a new novelty to make yet more money. It moved to a 17-game schedule, which is way too many games. For many years, it was 16, and before that, it was 14 games. We're seeing two crucial ways in which this longer season is stupidly counterproductive. First, injuries. Football, obviously, is a brutal sport. Only the rarest athletes survive even a 14-game schedule unscathed. Whether through torn ACLs, Achilles, groins, or multiple concussions, hazardous not only to the health but the brain. And that brings me to another reason why the 14-game schedule was far more optimal: weather. It has been a major problem for the NFL in January in this current playoff round. The Pittsburgh Steelers-Buffalo Bills game in Buffalo had to be rescheduled because of a blizzard and New York State travel bans. Then there was the dangerously cold Chiefs-Dolphins game in Kansas City, which should have been rescheduled. The weather was downright hazardous. Then again, if the greedy NFL was to cancel the game, when would it reschedule? The options aren't good because that game occurred during the first of multiple weeks of NFL playoffs that won't end until mid-February. I should add that the 17-game season is extended even longer by the fact that the NFL permits 14 teams, that is almost half of the 32 teams in the league, to make the playoffs. The first Super Bowl that my Pittsburgh Steelers played in, Super Bowl IX, occurred on January 12, 1975, in warmer New Orleans, Louisiana. Actually, it was cold that day in Tulane Stadium. After all, it was January. But think about that. In 1975, the season ended on January 12th. In 2024, the playoffs started on January 13th. Lesson to be learned? Playing NFL games deep into winter is highly ill-advised. Why does the NFL do it then? Money. Money, money, money. Money that the NFL can't get enough of. Oh, by the way, these NFL geniuses, they want to move to an 18-game schedule. That's not just stupidity, but greedy stupidity. Greedy, woke, and stupid. That's no way to go through life, son. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.